Body Positive Power by Megan Jane Crabb. Read by Megan Jane Crabb. Introduction. 3 years ago, I sat across from my dad, tracing patterns in the dark wood table between us. We'd come out for some lunch and a chance to catch up on each other's lives, and I had something big that I was anxiously waiting to tell him about. I braced myself, looked up from the table, and began. Hey, Dad. Yes, Megan? You know those body image issues that I've always had? In that moment, my dad could have been remembering any number of things. He could have thought back to when I was 5 years old and came home from school one day in my little blue check dress, clutching my stomach and asking him to tell me why it was so much bigger than the other girls. He might have remembered a time 10 years later, standing beside my hospital bed, hoping for that day to be the one when I'd finally start my recovery. He could have pictured me at any point in the years that had passed since then, at any of the 9 different dress sizes and hundreds of pounds up and down that my body had spanned since then. Of course, he didn't mention any of those times. Instead, he replied with an ever so cautious, yes. I fixed them now, I said, waiting to see the disbelief spread across his face. I'm sure he was expecting me to launch into the details of the new diet plan I'd found and how it was the one that was finally going to make everything better, nothing like all the ones before. I'm sure by now he knew not to get his hopes up. I started to explain that I'd found something that in just a few short months had changed my life, something called body positivity. One day in the summer of 2014, I was having a perfectly ordinary Thursday. I'd woken up in the morning, taken my 2 diet pills, washed them down with a smoothie of apple, berries, and kale, and forced myself to start the usual full body workout. 2 hours later, I was slumped on the living room floor getting my breath back and beginning my daily routine of searching through Instagram for pictures of washboard abs and toned thighs to remind myself why all the pain, sweat, and ignored hunger pangs were worth it. Except that day, by some social media miracle, I stumbled across something different. A woman wearing a bright red bikini and writing about loving her body as it was. In her own words, she was fat, she was body positive, and she was daring to be visibly happy in a body that I never thought people were allowed to be happy in. There she was, embracing all the parts of herself that I'd spent my whole life hating myself for. Her soft stomach that rolled when she sat, the cellulite that covered the thickness of her thighs, the jiggle and sway of her arms as she moved. Seeing her happiness felt as if a sudden crack had been placed in the very foundation of how I believed that the world worked. Here, for the first time in my life, was someone saying, "You don't have to spend your days starving, sweating, and hating yourself. That it's possible to accept and even love your body just as it is." I had never even realized that was an option. Nobody had ever told me that shrinking my body didn't have to be my ultimate goal in life. I'd only ever been taught that self-love would come once the hand hit the right number on the scale. I clicked away from her page and went back to my usual Fitspo images to try and erase the thought of that red bikini and everything that it might mean. But something in my mind had shifted. As the days went by, I started to question my daily routine more and more. Could I really do this forever? Could I really keep dieting and exercising until I passed out every day for the rest of my life? Because that was what it was going to take to get the perfect body I'd been striving for since I could remember. The idea of body positivity kept chipping away at me until a few weeks later that crack in my foundations had turned into a canyon. And there I was, precariously balanced with a leg on each side, desperately trying to decide which way to jump. I remember standing in the garden with my brother and asking for his advice. Did he think that I could do it? Could I really give up everything that I'd ever believed about weight and worth and beauty and learn a whole new way of seeing myself? I can't remember exactly what he said in response, but it was something along the lines of supporting whatever was going to make me truly happy. At that point, I knew deep down that if I hadn't found happiness hiding in my bathroom scales after all this time, I was never going to. So I decided to take a leap. I let myself dive into the online body positive community. I searched out all the information that I could find. A couple of weeks later, I borrowed a copy of The Beauty Myth from a friend, and the rest is history. Actually, the rest is in this book. Everything
Sample complete. Ready to continue?